You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, what's this? Exploding toilet sends woman to a hospital in D.C. Oh, you guys got to hear about this. Oh, I know it's not funny. I know it's not funny. But apparently a woman used a toilet. All right, and it exploded at the General Services Administration building. Okay, they aren't saying if she went number one or number two, but apparently the toilet exploded. GCA Regional Office Building employees were sent a memo warning them to not use the bathrooms in the building because the plumbing may be dangerous. The building is on 7th and D Southwest. Do not flush toilets, they say, or use any domestic water. Due to a mechanical failure, there is a high air pressure in the domestic water system that resulted in damage to toilets. The engineering staff is working to correct the issue. Boy, I wonder what injuries. Can you imagine? See, we women, we got to sit. Oh, that can't be good. That could blow out your colon. That is scary, scary stuff. Scary stuff. All right, a lot to talk about today. Apparently, there is a spider that the neurotoxin is so potent that they think they could actually use it for chronic pain issues. For those people having pain and, you know, they're taking pain medicines, etc., if they could block the nerve with this neurotoxin, that may be a pretty good way to fight pain. We're also going to talk about, you know, a lot of people, they're worried about having spinal surgery. And, you know, they go, oh, well, the risks, et cetera. Well, for some people, yes, it is riskier than others. So we want to talk about what could possibly put you more at risk if you did have spinal surgery. Also, it looks like just a very, very simple test could actually help find cervical cancer. They're already doing this in Asia. And if we kind of bring it to the States, which we've actually kind of been doing already, it could save a lot of money for the average pap smear patient, which is me and probably half the people listening to the show. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about, but I want to hear from you. So please call it at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Vonage is our carrier, and for some reason, when you call the 1-877 number to get to the studio, it'll first say no routes found. Ignore it. Just stay online. You will get through. If I'm not live, you will get our message line and then leave a message. But we are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 8 to 11 Central Standard Time, 9 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Pretty interesting stuff. Now, we are also taking your emails at drdahlia.com on our website, drdahlia.com, as well as please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right. All right, Jeanne writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm always hungry throughout the day. What can I do to keep my appetite down? I don't want to take diet pills. Oh, good for you. Good for you, Jeanne. I don't like people taking diet pills either. You know, Weight Watchers now, and I always bring up Weight Watchers, not because they're a sponsor. They're not a sponsor. I should get them as a sponsor, but I talk about them all the time. But honestly, I just like them. I like them, and I know they recently have a program where they teach you which foods helps decrease your appetite. So if you do get hungry, you nibble on them. Now, we've all known if you nibble on carrots and celery, that helps. You know, a lot of us don't like to. A lot of us don't like vegetables. I mean, we want to sink our teeth into some chocolate. I mean, we're coming up on the holidays, and chocolate does sound good, especially the, you know, Halloween candy, etc. So, but, you know, interesting, Fox News came out a few days ago with a list of top 10 appetite suppressants. So just really quickly, number one on the list is apples. Whenever you're hungry, eat an apple. Apple definitely cuts back on your appetite. It's healthy. You get a lot of vitamins. Eat apple. Then they say flaxseed. Taking flaxseed. Now, it's interesting. You know, I've never asked my patients, I've never asked them, for those that take flaxseed oil, if they notice that their appetite goes down. But that's kind of interesting. I'd love to hear 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, if those things, you know, decrease your appetite? What helps keep your appetite down? You know, me, I work in a doctor's office, so a lot of the stuff I see, that, you know, but still, I, you know, we doctors, we could eat after surgery. We used to do that. We used to do, you know, a carotid endarterectomy, or we would lance a rectal fistula. I don't know what we did. And you know, they were like, all right, lunch. You know, and then it would go eat lunch. All right. They say caffeine. Now, I disagree with this. They say caffeine is an appetite suppressant. Now, caffeine, you know, for some people stimulates the appetite. A lot of you guys, you're drinking diet sodas, you're drinking coffee, but if you guys think, you know, Fox News says caffeine is. Now, water is a biggie. When I took Weight Watchers years ago, they said drink about 8, you know, glasses of water, or 7 to 10 glasses of water a day. That's true. You drink a glass of water before you start eating. Like, if you go to a restaurant, ask for the water, drink the whole glass of water, even if you're thirsty, you drink the glass of water. As long as, of course, you don't have a medical condition excluding you from fluids. And that starts to fill up the stomach. So by the time your food comes, you're less hungry. It's a brilliant idea. Drink water. And a lot of you don't like water, then get ice in the water and put a straw in it. Just something that you could suck on throughout the day. That should hopefully help your appetite. Now, they say, Hoodia? What's Hoodia? I don't know. I'll have to look that. I don't know what Hoodia is. They say chicken and vegetable soup. That's right. Soup is good. Soup is good food. Yeah, remember that commercial? Soup is good. You know, soup, I mean, of course, there's vitamins, there's nutrients. The only thing is it could be salty. Certain soups could be salty. So if that's the case, you want to be careful, because then salt stimulates your appetite. Wasabi. Wasabi is an appetite suppressant. This actually works when you're eating your sushi and you take some wasabi. That is a great appetite suppressant. Oatmeal suppresses your appetite and it makes you poop. All right, we were talking in the earlier hour how I had diarrhea, so I can't really take oatmeal. But oatmeal, very good. It also lowers your cholesterol. Oatmeal is a great food, people. Great food, and it decreases your appetite. Salmon is excellent. The fish, salmon is great. And then finally, topping the list are almonds. Almonds decreases your appetite. Now, I like Almond Joy. You know, chocolate-covered almonds, that's my favorite. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Yeah, but no, you cannot have almonds like that. Oh, I love those Jordan almonds with the candy shell and the pretty colors. Okay, I know, you're not supposed to eat that. But, you know, it's interesting because you see some people, they just never get hungry. You know, a lot of us that are not of ideal weight, we're just hungrier people. We got to do something about it. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you. Commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dolly Show. I love that song because they go, you talk too much and you never shut up. Of course I'm not going to shut up. I got a lot to say. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Like I said, we're trying to work with Vonage because we don't know why it says no route found, but stay online because GCN will pick up within 30 seconds of that call. So please, or you'll hear the recording from GCN. So just, you know, until we can figure out what's going on with Vonage, please stay patient. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, my website, and follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So interesting. Spinal surgery is riskier for certain patients than others. Now, of course, in the medical community, we're like, well, duh. Of course, certain people are going to be more at risk. But, you know, a lot of you, you know, you wonder, you're like, okay, well, wait a second. I'm going to be having surgery. I have a herniated disc. I have spinal stenosis. I'm getting a fusion done. You know, what are my risk factors? Well, a study came out today saying that researchers examined about 3,500 patients aged 16 to 90 who had spine surgery between 2005 and 2008. And they found that the complication rate within the first month of having the surgery was about 7.6% in this group. Okay, so they wanted to figure out what this group had. Now, the complications included anywhere from blood clots in the legs, deep vein thrombosis, sepsis, having an infection in the blood, wound infections from the area, the possibility of needing to go back in for surgery. The less worrisome complications, but complications nonetheless, would be like bladder infections, some wound infections, pneumonia, I think is worrisome. They say it's less worrisome, but I think it is, pneumonia. So when they took a look and they saw, you know, who were getting more of these complications, they found it was people that were older, which makes sense, those with congestive heart failure, those who have had a history of heart attack, those that had neurological issues before the surgery. Now, this kind of is concerning because a lot of you are having the spinal surgery because you're having neurological issues. Now, I wonder if what they're meaning is MS or other types of neurological conditions that didn't have anything to do with why you needed the spinal surgery, you know, having like a nerve pinch, et cetera. Some people could have, you know, some sort of a systemic issue, neuropathy. Let's say you're diabetic and you have neuropathy, so that could be an issue. They said if you've ever had a wound infection, if you've been using steroids, that could do it. And again, listen, a lot of you guys have been given steroids for your back pain. So you want to ask the doctor how long, or the surgeon, how long should you be off the steroids and your body back in full swing? Remember, what steroids do is it decreases your immune system. Because a lot of times with steroids, you have pain, you have inflammation. So if you decrease inflammation with the steroids, you have less pain. When you decrease inflammation, you're decreasing your inflammatory juices and you're decreasing what your body needs to fight infection. So of course, if you're on steroids right before you have surgery and then a little bug gets into your system, you know, during the hospital stay, you're going to be more inclined to have an infection. So steroid use, and some of you may be thinking, but wait a second, I only get the shots. I don't take it orally. True, the shots may not be as risky in terms of having systemic a decrease in your immune system, but still, getting the injections, there's still steroids in your system. So you need to ask about that. If you've ever had sepsis, if you've ever been in the hospital for a blood infection, your risk of having another blood infection is a heck of a lot higher. Now, they also say that sometimes the length of time of your spinal surgery, you know, could increase, you know, your side effect, your complication. That's true. You know, that's true of everything. You know, so sit down with your doctor. You know, usually your doctors want you to have a pre-op physical. I get asked this all the time. I'm like, you know, Diane, do I really need a pre-op physical? You know, I barely have enough money for the surgeon and for the surgery. Now I have to go to my family doc and I got to get a pre-op physical. I'm going to tell you something. These pre-op physicals are vital. But I am hoping when you guys get your pre-op physicals, you're getting an EKG and you're getting a chest x-ray, you're getting blood work, you're getting urine. Most of the time, the surgeons want that. But it was very interesting. We only have seen one patient die from surgery. And he was kind of a healthy guy. He was in his 40s. And I had no idea. He was a patient of our practice. I had no idea he was going in for surgery. Doctor never asked for a pre-op physical. He took him in to take his gallbladder out. And he woke up from the anesthesia, but then he went to a coma and he died. Now, I'm not saying this to scare you. It's just that really shocked us. I remember the family called. You know, I was talking to them for a long time going, I mean, what happened? I had no idea he even had the surgery. I had sent him, you know, to the surgeon to get his gallbladder taken out. But I wanted him to get an opinion. I didn't want the gallbladder taken out. I wanted somebody to watch it. And apparently the doctor decided it needed to come out quickly. And, or urgently, and he took it out, and, you know, there was some sort of a complication. We don't know why. We don't know if it was a blood clot. The family never wanted an autopsy, and the guy was young. He was in his 40s. But, you know, I wanted to call the surgeon, and I said, you know, look, you know, did you at least send him to the hospital for an EKG, chest x-ray, something? You know, because every other surgeon wants to make sure that you're going to be operating on somebody healthy. Now, I have a lot of people that go, oh, man, the doctor's just trying to rack up bills. He's sending me to his buddy friend. Look, guys, honestly, you see what we make. Look at the EOBs. You see what we're making, okay? No, we would actually make more money seeing a bunch of sore throats and ear infections than doing a pre-op physical. I'm going to tell you that right now, okay? You know, I know people think doctors are the bad guys. They always do. But, you know, listen, you know, you're going to be put under. You're going to be intubated, right? You're going to be hooked up to a machine. We want to make sure your heart can handle it. And I'm going to tell you one step further. I really like people getting a stress test. If you're over 40 and you have any cardiac risk factors, get a stress test. Have your cardiologist do a stress test. Have them make sure that your heart can handle the increase in blood pressure, the increase in heart rate if that happens. You know, when I came out of anesthesia for one of my surgeries, my blood pressure dropped 70 over 30. It was really scary. I remember just kind of hearing voices, and I knew something was wrong because you heard people say her blood pressure is 70 over 30. Now, I was only in my 20s at the time, so, of course, nobody did a pre-op physical, but they should. I mean, why not? You have no idea what your heart or lungs can handle. Now, of course, most surgeries are fine. I don't want you, any of you to panic, okay? But when you're asked to do something like that, please do it, all right? We talk about stress tests all the time. Cardiologists putting you on a treadmill, raising the elevation, raising the speed, kind of working out the heart. I think any of us need it, especially if we're athletic. You know, one lady today, I had a patient today, very nice lady, but she's sitting there just calm, and her heart rate is 115. You know, heart rate's kind of high. And I'm like, gosh, your heart rate's high. Did you have a, you know, Mountain Dew? Did you have a Red Bull? No, I don't drink any caffeinated drinks. I'm like, your heart rate is really high. Normal heart rate is 70 to 80. Her heart rate was 115, you know, and I do an EKG, and the EKG said her heart rate was 114. I mean, didn't really change much, even though your heart rate could go up and down minute to minute. I told her I wanted to see a heart doctor, and luckily, you know, she agreed. But, you know, why would the resting heart rate be that fast? Because remember, when you're going to go under anesthesia, it could slow or it could rise. And if your heart rate, if your resting heart rate is, you know, about 40 points higher than average, that could be pretty scary. Now, you know, I get emails saying, Dahlia, I can't feel my pulse. I love it. Dr. Dahlia, I can't feel my pulse. Okay. I had a heck of a time feeling my pulse. Do you guys know how to feel your pulse? All right. You know, you find your thumb. You go past your thumb. And some of you may see some vessels on your wrist. You got to look at your wrist, not the backside, the bottom side of your wrist. Okay. So you put two fingers between the vessels and the end of your wrist under the thumb side, not the pinky side. And that should be your radial artery. If you do it on the other side, sometimes you could feel the ulnar artery, but that's a lot harder than radial. If your radial artery is too difficult to feel for your pulse, why are you all doing this? Because I told you to. It's good to know your pulse. It's good to know your heart rate. Another way to check your pulse is, feel your neck. Put your hand right, you know, kind of as your neck kind of curves in. You know, the sexy part where we like to get hickeys, right? Put your hand there and see if you can feel your carotid artery. Now, if you don't want to sit there for 60 seconds, see, I lose count. I can't sit there for 60 seconds and count a pulse. I can't do that because I'm just too hyper. I got too much to do. I can't sit there for one whole minute. So one way to do it is you just, take 6 seconds and multiply by 10. That's what the nurses do. They check your pulse for 6 seconds and then they multiply by 10. So if you had 7 beats during that time, multiply by 10, sometimes 10, 70. See? And I didn't need a calculator. See? All right, so that's a great way to test your pulse. Check your pulse. Now, it may be easier for you guys to go into a pharmacy and put your hand in the blood pressure cuff, which is smart to do. Get your blood pressure reading. A lot of times they'll do your pulse also. But I think it's really important for you to check your own pulse. A lot of us don't. I don't understand that. You know, we check yourselves. You really need to know your body. It's interesting, a little off subject. I had to take my kitty cat to the vet today. It's funny, when a family doctor has to go to the vet, we feel like we're failures, you know? I mean, here we are, we're taking care of humans, we're taking care of kids, little kids, we're taking care of grandma, we're taking care of adults, we can't take care of our cat. Well, I did take care of my cat. My cat had conjunctivitis. Remember we talked about that, right? Cat had conjunctivitis, took care of it. But then all of a sudden, he seemed to have that third eyelid. You know where part of the eye is covered up on both sides? And I was worried he might have had systemic, you know, issues. So I took him to the vet, and, you know, the cat's all ticked off, and the vet listens to her heart and all that, and he says he has conjunctivitis still. I'm like, really? After all that? But I got to tell you, I kind of felt this small that I had to go back. But, you know, I got to take care of my babies. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Spider venom helping pain. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret to credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791, or 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter. So this is pretty cool. Flesh-eating spider, they say, helps researchers fight chronic pain. All right, this is coming from the Herald Sun. It's in Fox News. It's all over the place. So apparently there is the, I believe it's called the American hobo spider. Is that what it's called? Yes. Now, we all know that Australia has some very, very dangerous spiders, some of the most venomous spiders. But apparently, Australian scientists are looking into the American spider. See, we Americans rock. See, we got a lot of cool stuff in America, too. We got venomous spiders. They say an American spider known for its flesh-eating venom could help Australian scientists find a cure for chronic pain. At the University of Queensland, scientist Maddie Mobley, presented its findings. Now, apparently the hobo spider, which is a distant cousin of the Australian funnel web spider, the bite usually gets very, very necrotic. It eats away human cells and flesh. Sounds safe, right? All right. But it has a neurotoxin. When this spider bites insects, it basically paralyzes the insect. Now, this is such a potent neurotoxin that they want to be able to harness it, maybe cause bacteria to grow it, you know, where they basically inject, like, the gene that encodes for this toxin into bacteria so they can produce large amounts of it, work with it, and then hopefully use it on humans. Woo! All right, I know you're like, what? But that's what they do. This is where they start finding things, you know? They take, you know, spiders and snakes and scorpions and jellyfish, and they figure out what to do with this neurotoxin. Maybe there's a way to dilute it. And, I mean, I'm not going to volunteer. I'm not raising my hand by any means. I'm not volunteering. But, you know, and then they, you know, test it on animals, and then they'll see, and, you know, rats and mice, it's amazing all these things they do on rats and mice. I mean, I don't know how the rat will tell you, oh, yeah, my back pain went away. Look how I can move. I mean, I'm sure they could tell. But, you know, that's what they're planning on doing. Now, remember, we also found earlier this year that certain spider venom helps increase erections. So, remember, a gentleman was bit. And he had, like, I think a 6 or 9 hour erection. So they're like, oh, my gosh, oh, we could use this. This is great. You know, he wasn't too happy, but the pharmaceutical companies were jumping all over this. You know, I mean, keep in mind, guys, you know, healthcare costs are really high. Healthcare costs are pretty expensive. So if they're going to have us just get bit by something to get our erections and to relieve our pain, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and your emails. Doctor, I received a phone message by my physician's nurse telling me my vitamin D was low and to take vitamin D. When I tried to call them back, they were closed. How much vitamin D am I supposed to take? Well, it depends on... I'm typing right now. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to type. I wanted to get out of that. Here's the thing with the vitamin D. It depends on how low you are, right? A lot of us are too low in vitamin D because we aren't out in the sun. I've talked about this a lot. Now, I like to start people out at about 2,000 units of vitamin D. Of course, you need to call back your doctor. A lot of times, you know, you get these messages. You don't know what to do with that. So I understand that's pretty, you know, stressful. But, you know, I like to tell my patients to start out at 2,000. Although, you know, I'm noticing some of my patients are getting injections once a week. Some of my patients are on higher doses. So I don't want to tell you what to take. Usually they tell you to take over-the-counter vitamin D3. You know, we want the average person to be taking 200 units three times a day, to take about 600 units to 800 a day. That's if you aren't low on vitamin D. But if you are low, that's usually what I start people out on, again, depending on their level. If their level is very low, sometimes I run a parathyroid hormone, okay? No, great question. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I was wondering if competitive gymnastics can stunt your growth. Thank you.
No, that's a good question. Okay, so competitive gymnastics... and for those of you that can't reach me live, we do have a message line, and I love your messages. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so here we go. Gymnastics. There's been these myths that if you do gymnastics, you're not going to grow. Now, one reason for the stunted growth, they've said, is, well, shorter people are just attracted to gymnastics. And I was like, I think there's a little bit more to it. We believe in the medical community that, number one, is a lot of gymnasts, they really cut back on their fat content because they have to be light. And a lot of female athletes, they get this female athlete triad where they have such little body fat that they end up not developing well. They don't get their periods. They get bone loss. And they end up not eating. So it's kind of anorexia. We call the triad anorexia, where they're not eating, abnormal periods or no periods, and then bone loss because they're not building up their hormones. And you need hormones to grow. So if you're in puberty, or you're trying to get to puberty and you've been a gymnast this whole time and you have very low body weight, you're not going to make the hormones and then you won't grow. Now, they've also found, apparently there was a study, I believe it was in Australia, where they did find that active gymnasts had reduced standing height and sitting length and, you know, when compared to people that weren't in gymnastics. But they found that after these gymnasts stopped their activity and their heavy athletics, they grew afterwards. So that was interesting. Do we think it affects the growth plates? I don't know. I don't think there's much proof that the growth plates are affected because kids are jumping around all the time. We jump off the seesaws. We jumped off slides. We jumped off swings. Remember, we'd swing back and forth and then we would, you know, pendulate off the swing and projectile-y fall. So as kids, we are jumping all the time. True, gymnasts jump a little bit more, but I don't think so much as a growth plate issue, because the fact that these gymnasts grow after they stop shows that they do have some growth plate activity. It just, again, you know, there is a point where I think after a certain year, you won't be able to grow. But I think the biggest concern for any athlete would be the lack of hormones. You know, it's interesting. I was talking about this on air before, where I could always tell if a patient was anorexic when they were in high school, because they have very small breast size compared to their body. The proportion is really off, very small breasts. And I'll ask them, I'll be like, you know, look, you know, were you ever anorexic? Did you ever have an eating disorder? And they're like, yeah, how do you know? Well, because their sex hormones never developed and never caused them to develop well. So they're not very curvy. They're more kind of straight. And they just don't look proportioned. Now, yes, a lot of people have small breasts, but they're still very proportioned to their body. And you really need those sex hormones. Now, I have some moms worry when their girls start to gain weight during puberty. Now, of course, when it comes to kids, we know kids eat poorly. We know kids don't take care of themselves, and it's very frustrating. So as soon as we identify any sort of obesity, we need to jump on that. We need to nip that in the bud. However, I tell some of my moms, this is right before these girls, or even boys, but right before they get their growth spurt, you know, when they start to go through some changes, but they haven't grown tall yet. A lot of times when you grow tall, you slim out. I don't mind for there to be a little bit of pudginess, just a touch, because we notice a lot of girls will grow just a little bit pudgy right before puberty, and that's because they need to make their hormones. Now, I know some people say, oh, I don't want big boobs, so I want to get skinny. I don't want to, you know, but then you'll have some girls go, oh, my gosh, you know, I need to eat. You know, of course, be careful with that. We don't want you to gain weight. But we see this phenomenon where these young teens, or preteens, I should say, start gaining weight right before puberty. And you're like, you know, why is this happening? She's eating the same. She's supposed to be getting taller. And it's because that's when the sex hormones grow. So, again, still make sure what you do with any of your children gaining weight, you want to make sure they still have very good exercise, either be in a school sport or just exercise every day. You also want to make sure they have a balanced diet. We want to be very careful with dieting with these kids, but we'll talk about that more later. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Show 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So this is really interesting, where cervical cancer can be detected just by using vinegar in third world countries. And they're thinking, since that's obviously a heck of a lot cheaper than doing a pap smear, they could train nurses around the world to do this. Now, this was a method developed by Johns Hopkins Medical School and recently endorsed by the World Health Organization, where basically you just take some table vinegar and you put it on a swab and you apply it to the woman's cervix, and you can actually see it with the naked eye where the area of cervical cancer can be. Now, this is nothing new to us in the medical community because we've been doing colposcopies. When somebody has an abnormal pap smear, we make them come in, we use a scope, we put vinegar on them, and then we use a green light, and you can kind of see where the abnormal vessels are. Without the light, the area kind of is a little bit more white than the other area of the cervix, and the cervix is the bottom part of the uterus, and we have to go and vaginally to take a look. And so, you know, whenever anybody had any HPV lesions or some early precancerous or even cervical cancer, you could really see it with your naked eye. I like to use the scope so I could kind of see how far and where to do my biopsies, which is what we do under a colposcopy. But we've always found it fascinating that the vinegar, just some basic vinegar, works on exposing where cervical cancer could be. And the reason why it turns white is cervical cancer has a lot more DNA, a lot more protein, so it'll be more white than the other area of the cervix that is more pink. So what they're hoping to do is in countries like Ghana and Zimbabwe, where, you know, they don't have as much money to use regular pap smears, et cetera, they're saying what they'd like to do is have, you know, these nurses use the acetic acid or the vinegar, watch after about 3 to 5 minutes, see where the lesions exist, it turns white, and then they freeze them off. They could use, they say, like a metal rod cooled by carbon dioxide, and they basically freeze it with carbon dioxide. Now, or liquid nitrogen you could also use, but I think carbon dioxide may be a little cheaper. Here's the thing. It's tough because, you know, ideally it's nice to get the biopsy and it's nice to know. You want to know because if God forbid they do have cervical cancer, you need to see if it's already invaded. You know, so the one problem with this is, you know, having nurses and I mean, I love nurses. I think nurses very, you know, very well trained. They're the backbone to our health system. But if what they're going to do in third world countries is, you know, have nurses, you know, put some vinegar on them, you know, if the area looks white, just go and freeze. You see where there's room for a lot of missing, you know, of something that could be an invasive cervical cancer. Something could be higher up, not using the scope and not doing an endocervical biopsy or curettage where you're kind of going up a little deeper in the cervix because the cervix is long. Cervix is a couple centimeters long. So just looking at the top, at the surface that's looking at you is very superficial. You know, no pun intended. So there's a lot of room for error. Plus there's a lot of false positives. You know, your cervix could turn white and it could have nothing to do with cancer. So people could be frozen unnecessarily. But keep in mind, we have a lot of, women. I think what they say, 250,000 women worldwide die of cervical cancer each year and 85% of them come from poor or middle income countries. I mean, it's a huge number. If this is something they could do, all the power to it. Vinegar's cheap. Vinegar's cheap. Freezing the rod, sterilizing it. And I doubt they would have the, there's ways to do liquid nitrogen with disposable units, but if they don't have money, they may have to do something like that. But, it's interesting. It's intriguing. But again, we could miss a lot. Now, I don't want any of you guys going into your cupboard after the show and taking vinegar, dousing yourself with it, and seeing if you could see this. No, you will not be able to do this at home. All right, interesting stuff, though. Hey, look, I am for saving money, absolutely for saving money. You know, they're talking about in time how the cost of cancer is becoming so unaffordable. You know, most countries cannot handle the cost of cancer treatment, so many people die. They say 12 million people worldwide received a cancer diagnosis each year, and the price tag of $286 billion has been attached to it in medical costs and loss of productivity. They say by 2030, 22 million people each year will be diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, we know it because we're doing well with, we're now screening for it. We're able to find it. We're able to catch things early. But, you know, if developing countries or even in our own country, if health insurance can't raise the premiums high enough to make their profits, they're not going to be covering treatments. It's very scary. Very, very scary. Chemotherapy is expensive. Radiation is expensive. And we're hoping to get our insurance, you know, costs down to $200-$300 a month. How's that going to work? How's that going to work? Especially when healthy people don't want to buy health insurance. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Right. This was kind of interesting. Did you hear about this kid in New York? And for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A college student in New York was paid about $1,500 to $2,500 for sitting in on the SATs. Did you hear about this? This is ridiculous. At least six SATs were taken by this guy, Sam Eshagoff, 19 years old of Great Neck, New York, is facing arraignment after being arrested on charges of scheming to defraud, criminal impersonation, and falsifying business records. The six students tried to cheat the system, so they, of course, are under charges as well. Apparently, he used a different ID, different picture, and they figured out something was up because one of the students who was failing, you know, comes in with a great SAT score. So they knew something was up. I just can't believe it. Why would you guys, why would you take the risk? Now, the funny thing is the SAT was the one test I actually did well on. I love taking the SAT. I took it twice. I got a 1350 the first time, then I got a 1450, and I wanted to take it again because I had my period when I got the 1450. I was like, I could do this. I could do better. But, you know, to cheat on the SAT, come on. You know, and I mean, but this guy was making bucks. Can you imagine what I would have gotten paid, you know, with my SAT scores? Now, okay, I'm not that innocent. I cheated in high school, but I cheated in class for a completely different reason. I didn't need to cheat. I was a very, very smart girl. I was very studious. I was almost a geek in terms of I loved school. In fact, I knew my material so well that I wanted to help, you know, my boyfriend or guys I was dating and my friends. So what I would do is I would make little cheat sheets, but I would show everybody the cheat sheets. I wouldn't hide these little cheat sheets. I mean, we're talking a little 2x2 piece of paper. I was very well known in one of my schools for making the best cheat sheets in the world. Well, one time, the day before a test, I already knew my material, so I was helping my mom clean out my grandma's house, and she had some opera glasses that I thought were cool, so I pocketed the opera glasses. And, you know, I'm just cleaning out the house. My mom was like, you need to study. I'm like, I don't need to study. I know the material. I got it handled. So the next day, I made this gorgeous cheat sheet. It had about 200 vocabulary words on it. I don't know how I got it on a little piece of paper, but I was so proud of myself, I showed everybody. And the teacher walks up behind me as I'm showing everybody this cheat sheet. It was brilliant. And he's like, you know, what the hell is this? And I go, look at this cheat sheet. And he's like, are you kidding me? And I go, this is a work of art. So he takes it. And I go, no, okay, please. Okay, I don't want to use a cheat sheet, but you have to admit, this is a work of art. Look at how I got all 200 vocab words on it. Please, let me at least put on display. He's like, I don't care. Just hurry up and sit down. So I taped the cheat sheet to the chalkboard. Okay, little thing, you couldn't see it from the room. All right, so we're taking the test, and as he looks up, you know, a few minutes into the test to see, you know, if any of us are cheating, he, you know, comes across to me, and I'm sitting there with my grandma's opera glasses trying to focus on the cheat sheet that is stuck to the chalkboard. All right, he gets up, he gets so mad, he rips the cheat sheet down, throws it away, and of course, I was just doing it for attention. You see, when I liked a guy, I didn't bat my eyes or wear a tight sweater. I, you know, would do things like this. And, of course, you know, my boyfriend was really impressed. Like, oh, my God, you know. And I, you know, of course, everybody wanted the opera glasses, but the cheat sheet was already in the garbage. But that was probably, you know, the most of my cheating. You know, I wouldn't have messed with the SATs. All right, we are going to be back another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down.
You know,
hang me down.
Hang me down.
Optics Planet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. Optics Planet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.